Hi, everybody. Jimmy DeYoung. Welcome back to Prophecy Today. Here in Temporary Studios in Peoria, Illinois, that's the hometown of WPEO Radio. This is the original station for our hour-and-a-half broadcast. Bob Ulrich, while on a tour with us in Israel and the Middle East, he asked me if I'd like to do an hour-and-a-half program. That's how we got this program started. So a shout out to Bob Ulrich and the WPEO broadcast team. So glad to be able to be here. We're going to be at the El Vista Baptist Church here in Peoria. We'll be there all day Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, July 5, 6, and 7. Joey Watt is the pastor, inviting everybody to come and join us, and we'll be watching very carefully that we do what we're supposed to do because of this coronavirus pandemic. Let's get to Dave right now. I promised a Middle East news update. David Dolan, the man who's doing that for us. And David, it looks like the reports are coming out of Israel, and Avigdor Lieberman, who was the former defense minister, making the statement that Israel is on the brink of war with Iran and Hezbollah. What do we know?
Well, Jimmy, increasing signs that that may indeed be the case, as we've been detailing really for the past few months, but we've had more movements of Hezbollah in Syria, reports of that. We've had this week Hamas and Islamic Jihad saying they would work together against Israel, especially if there is any annexation. And of course, most importantly, we've had now three incidents, they're calling them, in Iran, the latest being on Thursday at the Natanz nuclear plant where they enrich uranium. And a Kuwaiti newspaper is saying it was a cyber attack, blaming Israel for it. The Iranians have not said that out loud, but one of their officials said, "We are checking everything out, and we will have a response when we determine exactly what happened." Initially, they said it was just an accident, but the photographs look like it was a bomb or something really exploded. You'll remember in the earlier cyber attacks that Israel launched, we think Israel did, they've never admitted it fully. Some years ago, there were explosions caused by them getting into their system and speeding up the enrichment process so fast that the machines couldn't keep up and they would overheat and explode. So big tensions between Iran and Israel. Always has been. And of course, the corona crisis increasing in Israel doesn't help either. The government preoccupied really with that. So if you're an enemy of Israel, this might be a great time to strike. And a lot of reports that in the next month or so, we will have a full assault on the country. A lot of prayer needed right now.
And we're into the month of July, which is the month that the Prime Minister Netanyahu said he would move ahead with annexation of Judea and Samaria. Meanwhile, the Vatican out of Rome warning Israel annexation will put in jeopardy the peace process. Now, I'm not sure how well the peace process is going. What do you think about the Vatican's comment? They really are not involved in making decisions in Israel, are they?
No, but they've been involved in the Palestinian-Israeli talk on the sidelines. I remember when Shimon Peres was foreign minister, he met with the Vatican official to brief him on the Oslo talks that were going on in the 90s and that. So they've always treated the Vatican as a state, a country, which of course it considers itself. And the Vatican owns a lot of land in Israel, especially in Jerusalem. And there are, of course, tens of thousands of mostly Arab Catholics in the country. So they're very interested, and the other European countries are. But the annexation, Jimmy, has been put on hold. It's clear. There was nothing announced. The government, again, in the first 3 days of July, they had more corona cases identified than in all of the month of May combined. So it's soaring there, over 1,000 cases a day on Friday, which was the first time it's reached that level. And so the government is preoccupied with that and probably will put off any annexation deal or anything like that. Also, the Trump administration reportedly has said, "We're preoccupied right now with what's going on in our country, and this wouldn't be the right time for such a dramatic, potentially explosive move to be taken, annexing parts of Judea and Samaria and possibly the Jordan Valley."
Well, speaking along those lines of annexation, the Prime Minister and coronavirus, as you were just telling us, updating us on that situation, The prime minister threatened in one of the meetings on the coronavirus and annexation that he may go to new elections. What do you think the viability would be of the prime minister calling for a fourth election? Do you think that's a possibility? And could he be pushed to do that, which would indeed put really on the sideline annexation?
It would, Jimmy, but again, it would also very much anger a lot of Israelis because they're being told again to lock down. They're being told that tourism won't be resuming. They were going to resume flights in August from 14 countries, and that now looks like it'll be put on hold. So the economy, 20% unemployment, that's mostly in the tourism hotel industry, as you know, is a major factor of Israel's economy. So he's having to deal with that. That's the crisis right now. And to go to an election where people have to go out and vote and that sort of thing now, and again, the fourth in less than a year and a half, would be, I think, a political disaster for him. There'd be a lot of blowback against that. So I'm not so sure that's an option for him in reality at this time.
Let's think about elections just for a moment. Not the ones in Israel, but the ones in the United States. And John Bolton, who was the national security advisor to the president, who was either fired or resigned. We don't know which one. Whoever you listen to, that's who you must believe, I would guess. But John Bolton did an interview in Israel. He said the second term for Trump would be very, very dangerous for Israel. Can you give us more details?
Well, we've seen those reports, but what exactly he had in mind there, I'm not sure. Certainly, the Trump administration has been very pro-Israel in the move of the embassy and the statements from Mike Pompeo that we would basically allow you to annex portions of Judea and Samaria, although they've gone back a bit on that. So this is a pro-Israel administration, so I can't imagine that anybody else would be any more pro-Israel, or certainly any Democratic president who has all these radical congressmen and women that hate Israel, basically, that it will be involved in setting up policy there. I don't know exactly what he had in mind there, but again, the internal politics in the states right now is not that much concerning to the Israelis. They've got a crisis, a real crisis, two crises. We talked about the possibility of war on top of the war against coronavirus, so I don't think they're paying much attention to that sort of talk.
Well, and talk to me about annexation as it relates from the perspective of the Palestinian people. Fatah, listen to this. I can't believe this. Fatah and Hamas agreeing that they will come together, unify on annexation. Meanwhile, Iran talking with Hamas about how to shut down annexation as well. Iran playing a major role, and these two Palestinian organizations deciding to unify to go against annexation. Pretty interesting move.
It is, but then again, we've had five or six times in the past few years attempts at reconciliation between the two groups. Of course, the problem started when Hamas violently seized control of the Gaza Strip in 2007, and there's been animosity between the two groups, strong animosity ever since. But yes, the agreement says that Hamas can now openly operate in Judea and Samaria, the West Bank and Jerusalem, that the PA will not do anything to stop them carrying out attacks or whatever they're doing, whereas up until now they have more or less cooperated with Israel on that field. So that part of it is a very dangerous development indeed. But whether it would really last, we'll have to see. And it would only come together formally, I think, if there is indeed annexation. As I've just said, that may not be happening now.
David, a couple of weeks back, we talked about God TV, God Television, coming out, originating, I do believe, out of Europe. And they were able to acquire a opportunity to be on channel television right there. The networks were able to give them approval to go on. But just recently, I guess this last week, they made a decision God TV will not be allowed to have a channel. Can you update us on that?
Yes, they're on one of the big cable companies called HOT. I used to subscribe to them, and they've been on since late April. Well, they promised the communications ministry that they wouldn't evangelize Israelis. Even though it would be in Hebrew, it would be mainly aimed at Christians in the country, Messianic believers and Arab Christians and visitors. Tourists, of course, not there right now, but normally, as you know, hundreds of thousands of Christians might be in the land at any time, that it would be aimed at that. But but then again, it was in Hebrew. That was the problem, and the ministry said this week, no, you have been proselytizing through this channel, Israelis. We didn't permit that. We won't permit that. So they pulled the license. That's being appealed now by the God Channel officials, but we'll see where it comes out.
This is a very interesting update because of the fact that the Bible does tell us to reach out to everybody, Jew and Gentile, with the gospel of the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. David, thank you so very much, my good friend. Appreciate your report. Always essential to have it. Thank you. We'll talk again next week.
I'm glad to do it, Jimmy, and God bless.
We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Winky Madad, going to go into this annexation situation a bit more. You need to understand what it's all about, why there's a division, and what about the Prime Minister speaking to a large Christian group this week? That's all ahead right here on Prophecy Today.